we have a problem. I don't remember where we're holding from last year. So if it's a repeat from last year, Chazara is good. And if it's something like the middle of nowhere, it's also good. That's the model of Chazara Marash. Each piece stands by itself. I'm picking up from Ois Chof Beis. Levarach es embora oy shehi spia nefesh shakeka. So a person eats and he feels satiated. So he has a chiyuv to give a bracha to his creator that the Baruch Hashem was able to be maspia this nefesh which had been the desirous of food, is now feel satiated. He has to give a thanks to Kadosh Baruch. So that's the first point of the Rosh. We have a Masorah that the Rosh made the divisions himself, so we have to assume if he made the divisions himself, he had a good reason why he made the divisions. And the next part seems to have no connection to the first part. Let's see if we can think of a connection. Maybe we'll talk about one step at a time, but let's see the end of the whole piece, and then we'll see if we can see a connection. So the first point was saying thank you to Kadosh Baruch Hu after he eats food. Somebody curses you or insults you. Do not respond. But be from amongst the people which Chazal referred to as the Ne'alovim, Benamovim, they are insulted, but they do not respond. That Kadosh Baruch Hu says about them that they are Kitseis, Boyevov Kitseis Hashem is Big Rurosoi. Okay? That those who love Kadosh Baruch Hu have are like the sun comes out and its great power, its great glory. That's the people who are able to not respond when somebody insults them. So it's like seems to have no shaykhus. The two points seem to have no shaykhus. The first half is about saying a bracha achrona. The second half is about not responding when somebody insults you. Okay, so I can't tell you. I know for sure what the rush means because I'm not the rush. But I would say the following. So listen to the language. So obviously he's picking up the language of the pasuk. Shehispia nefesh kekol. Right? He made a song out of it nowadays, so you guys know the pasuk. Otherwise, you don't know the pasuk unless you have much smart. So the Russian was maspia nefesh kekol. So the person recognizes his reality. He comes to a meal. And he's really hungry. We probably don't relate to that. Baruch Hashem, from meal to meal is not that terrible. But there's times when a person was really worked very hard. He did a project or something. He went on a long hike, and he comes back and he's starving. The guy's really hungry, right? His father's starving. You sit down to a meal, and at the end of the meal, you really feel good. You feel satiated. Catch that emotion. The first step is catch that emotion. Like most of us, that really felt good. The goal over here when it comes to tournaments is not to ignore our emotions, is to catch our emotions. That's a beautiful emotion. I really feel good. I was really starving and now I feel full. Catch that emotion. Once you catch the emotion, so we want to have a thought process. That thought process is, okay, so where'd that come from? The Baruch Hu must be a nefesh kekko. I was starving, and I want to say thank you. The Baruch Hu created such a reality that it's possible for food to do that. There are people which have an illness that they can't get full, that the body doesn't register feeling full. So they eat and they eat and they eat, and they never feel full. And there's people who have illness, they know they've had part of their intestine removed, and the body absorbs whatever they can absorb very quickly, and within a very short time he has to eat again. I know a person, the person had Crohn's disease, and he had multiple surgeries. Instead of having over 30 feet of small intestine, he had 2 feet of small intestine. You can imagine what that means to his life. You can't imagine what that means to his life, but it was not geschmack. And Baruch Hashem, a person eats and he feels good after you have a good meal. You sit back and you pat your stomach and all says geschmack. Feel that feeling. And then turn it around and say, okay, take that emotion that you have and say, Baruch Hashem, wow, thank you. That was really special. I was able to have that. One of the thought processes which we have when we think about the world of Torah, Avodah, the mitzvahs, we sort of get this feeling that the goal is to learn to not validate our real emotions, and that's not true. The goal is the opposite: to be aware of your real emotions, and then from that state of awareness, to have a thought process of how to deal with it. But to pretend that I don't feel it is a game. The same thing, you know, true with the feeling of anger. Same thing is true with the feeling of whatever it is. To pretend that I'm not upset. A person has a desire for, he wishes, they ignored him. So he wants to be recognized. We call that bakashas of kavod. Everybody wants kavod, right? It's not a bad thing. The Chazish writes some places, says, I don't know, but the Torah says, tells you, seek kavod, but understand what real kavod is. So the point isn't to say, deny that I have this emotion. It's to recognize the emotion and then say, okay, so what part of the emotion is valid? What part of the emotion is not valid? And how can I, you know, to have a thought process together with it, together with what's happening. So the person has this feeling, and the response is now so that he says, okay, Hashem, that's such a wonderful feeling. Thank you very much. If we develop that thought process, this concept of thought processes, again, I can't tell you what the Rosh means, but at least what I would say at least that this is what the Rosh says to me. Okay, I think that's fair enough. Okay, what the Rosh means, I know what the Rosh says to me. If we learn to develop that type of thought processes, that we have emotions, so a person insults you. I like the Lashon of Chazal. Chazal's Lashon is a beautiful Lashon. And Nell is a person who was insulted. But it's not just being insulted, it's the emotion of being embarrassed. So he didn't say he wasn't embarrassed. You know, some people, you know, they have thick skin. That's not what Chazal referring to. You know, there's some people that have thick skin. You know, just doesn't phase. You know, very little phases them. You could tell them who knows what to their face. Okay, you know, politicians. I think politicians when you're fascinating people, right? We live in Washington, D.C. You think about politicians. You know, right? You could have two guys that can get up and say the worst things out to each other one day. The next day, they're working together on a project. Because whatever their final goal is, whatever they want to accomplish in their lives, whatever it is, you know, it can be positive or negative, you know, it can be self-centered, whatever it is. So right now you're my way, so I have to insult you. Tomorrow I need you, so I'm your best friend, you know. And the other guy accepts the overture because it's also for his best benefit. I mean, you know, I mean the whole thing to me is like it's like not normal. But the average person is Nelav. He's not a Nelav. He's a Nelav, which means he has pain at what happened. The point isn't not to validate your pain. Yes, it was painful. And still, he's not an Olev. He doesn't give back. And he stops and thinks, okay, now that that's true, what am I supposed to do with that emotion? And he can have multiple thought processes to do what to do with that emotion. He could look at it as this is kapar savonis, you know. At the end of the day, it is kapar savonis. The ultimate Kalam says that there's no better yisurim than an insult. Doesn't hurt you physically, doesn't hurt you financially, doesn't hurt you. Anyway, it doesn't hurt you in any way. It's painful. So it's a kapara. But it's yisurim, which are, you know, what better yisurim could you get? Most of us don't think like that. You know, the famous saying, sticks and stones will make roads, but names will never hurt me, is, I don't know who made it up, but it's not true. Right? Somebody calling you, saying something negative about you publicly, etc., hurts. Okay, now what? Right? So it's avoidance. It's I needed to learn the lesson. Sometimes you need to learn a lesson. You know, I need to learn how to deal with it. That's also a process. I need to think. This is training me to learn to deal with issues which are going to come up in life. There can be multiple things you can do with it. So that person is a yashal amdav. A person was yikalu ben ayal dama yichafuhu. Somebody's mekalu you. I mean, like, you know, like so. It's not a problem. We're not saying that it isn't horrible. Your person gets up and he gives you, you know, he gives a call to somebody. He says, this and a bad thing should happen to you. I mean, it's painful. Or your chafu means that their mamash, their mecharifim, that they totally insult him. So the Chazal's lashon over there, the Morrison, it says three steps that the person is an elovenim olvim, shemer chapasav benim meshivim, osim me'avim usmeichem yisur. That's the lashon of Chazal. So Chabad Chaim points out that the first step is an elovenim olvim, which he calls the point is that you might respond, but you're not oil of the person back. You might even respond. You know, that wasn't nice what you said. It's wrong what you said. Why are you doing that? You're not insulting him back. You're not paining him back. That's the first matrika. Second matrika, Shemar Mechipasim. They don't answer at all. But they feel pain inside. The third madrega is Osameyava Usmechim Yisur. That they appreciate what just happened. It was good for them. They needed that. It's step after step after step. There's a process. So and that the pasuk says, "Oyvav k'tzeit Hashem Hashmig Murosai." So the Rosh, you know, is saying we need to get onto the wagon. At least get onto the wagon. That thought process. I would add something which maybe the Rosh doesn't talk about, but just to think about it. There's a madrega which I think is below that. So the case over here is obviously something which maybe is a little bit extreme. Somebody's ma'al of you. And there's a lot of things which we go through in interpersonal relationships which are without being the issue being maliv, sometimes we feel nalav. The person ignored me. I wanted him to interact with me. I wanted him to give me something. I wanted to be involved, and he sort of glossed over me and went to somebody else. So that's already so I feel bad. The person might have meant it intentionally. The person might have not been intentionally at all. It's very possible that he hadn't given any thought process at all to the idea. Right? So that's, but the mice, I feel it. I have to learn how to deal with that. There's a madrega even beyond that where it's not even a solicited interaction. But I would like to make a relationship with somebody, and I, for whatever reason, I feel uncomfortable. The person doesn't necessarily make it easy to be approachable. So he's not doing anything. It's just at my end, I'm waiting for him to make an overture, and he never made the overture. So that leaves me uncomfortable. I need how to deal with that. We all suffer for some different levels of self-esteem, low self-esteem, etc. I had a book here in Yeshiva. I don't know if it's good for self-esteem, not good for self-esteem. In the good old days when I was unofficially titled the Mashkiach of the Yeshiva. You remember those days? No, you weren't. That's absolutely before your time. Right. So people would come to the yeshiva, they would assume the way it works in most yeshivas that the mashgiach is the wicked witch of the West. Right? That's his role. Right? So of course I was looking at him with him in a negative. I had one guy say, finally after the while, he says, why is Rebbe upset with me? I said, what are you talking about? He says, every day he looks towards me with this stare towards me. He says, I have to tell you, don't take it personal, I'm looking at the guy behind you. I'm not looking at you b'chlal. But in his mind I'm looking at him negatively. So Terence says he had his emotions, whatever they were, his feelings of lack of confidence, etc. So he assumed I'm looking at him negative. That's that wasn't my problem; it was his problem. But the reality,
high self-esteem.
What?
High self-esteem. Just boosting himself up by saying.
Right. So when I told him that I'm looking at the guy behind him, it was really good for self-esteem, right? It's really good. I'm not even noticing you. I'm looking straight through you to the next guy. I'm not sure what's good or bad for his self-esteem. All these things, but if a person learns to develop a thought process and says, what exactly is happening over here? It's rooted in having a enough confidence in yourself to think through that the whatever's happening is not a definition of myself. Right? That I'm worthy enough of Kadosh Baruch Hu's interest, and I'm worthy enough that the Russian created me, I'm worthy enough of his interest, that's pretty chashuv right there. Right? So whether how I interact with you, what happened, etc., I have to use the seichel to understand that the understanding of it will allow me to deal with it in an intelligent way. I think that's so maybe he's you can add on to his spear never shall kick on. One of that is that when you appreciate the feeling of being satiated, the appreciation is that the Bershom was a spear you. So it means you're worthy of the Bershom's interest that he created a way you should be become a spear. Muspa, we would say the direct, right? So the Bershom was interested enough in you to. Isn't that a wonderful feeling? Like your mother made you a Kishmaka supper. So besides the Kishmaka supper, you have the feeling of the motion of thank you to your mother. But that feeling of motion is thank you to your mother because your mother thought about you. I imagine you come home when there's no food waiting for you. I might didn't think about me. So we usually that usually you think about. But when there is supper available, isn't it much more Kishmaka? You think about, Mama thought about me. So I got two things out of it. I got supper, and I got the feeling that my mother cares about me. That's an emotion which we need to validate, thank God also. That emotion that should be true vis-a-vis Kodesh Baruch. And when we think like that, we have the brush, we're worthy in Bershom's eyes for such a type of relationship that colors positively how we deal with everything else also.